Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence to you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. And we're having just, as always, a wonderful, wonderful conversation with Barry Klitzberg, who is with HICAP in Nassau County. And he's answering every Medicare question we're throwing at him in reference to COVID and to regular Medicare without a COVID environment. Barry's always has the answer. Something recently was brought to my attention, and was probably brought to my attention by Barry, is that FEMA is helping out somehow with funeral costs that are COVID related. Can we touch on that?
Sure. FEMA is helping pay for funerals for people who died of COVID. All right. They do. They may not cover the entire cost. I think it's $7,000 or $9,000 that they cover up to. And I have a number to call if people think that they want to get help with funeral costs for someone that passed from COVID. That number is 844-684-6333. And that's the FEMA helpline for funeral costs. And they could help you with the paperwork, tell you what the requirements are. So they can, you know, walk you through that process. They're really helpful with that.
I think that is one of the best phone numbers that has been given out in quite some time. Because people can call it. I have no idea what they're going to be looking for. Of course, it's a legitimate burial, et cetera, et cetera. But you have nothing to lose by making the phone call.
Not at all.
Even if you get 1,000, 1,500, I mean, at that point in time, the stories that I've heard and everybody's heard, they're heartbreaking with COVID. And unfortunately, you know, I talk about it on the show. My business is financial planning, estate planning, et cetera. And we wound up with a lot of new clients, unfortunately, widows. And some didn't get to see the husband for several weeks before he died. I mean, it's heartbreaking. Not that a few thousand dollars is going to help them change that, but it's something. It just, like, as opposed to getting nothing whatsoever, at least they have the option of maybe making, you know, having someone help with the bill, because not everybody had the money sitting there with everything else going on to pay for a funeral. It's not cheap, excuse me.
Sure. Now, there's a couple of other things that I want to talk about in terms of other assistance with COVID. Family and Children's Association, which is the sponsoring agency of my program, does have help for people who need to get the vaccine. There's a number you can call. Woman down the hall from me will help you make your appointments, in some cases help you get transportation. We have volunteers in my agency who are driving people to get vaccine on weekends. So this is the number you should call. It's area code 516-292-1300, and the extension is 2237. If you need assistance getting vaccine or getting to the center to get your vaccine, call this number. They will help coordinate that for you.
Barry, is there anything involved with that for the homebound? You know, people who just can't get out?
I haven't seen anything yet, but I would suggest that if anybody has that problem, they could probably call the visiting nurse service. Or if you call that 292-1300 number and that extension, the person that's answering probably has more information about people who are homebound and need the shot.
Well, we had Laura Curran on a couple of weeks ago, and she talked about that Johnson & Johnson would be what was needed because it's a one-shot deal to take care of the homebound.
And I believe that would be logistically wise.
Yeah, and I believe the Nassau County Police Department medical group, whatever it's called, was going to be involved with doing that, but I don't know where that stands right now.
Well, I just have to buzz in quick because one of our Project Independence nurses, the Nassau County Department of Health has started taking names for homebound shots. And a couple of our seniors actually have received it. So that number is 516-227-9590. So 516-227-9590. That's the Nassau County Department of Health. So if you're a homebound senior, you know a homebound senior, call that number because the Nassau County paramedics actually were the ones to come to do that. So call that number. I just got that a couple of days ago. So hot off the presses, guys.
Thank you, Christina. Yes. Christina's like the angel that sits on your shoulder through the show, ready to jump in when we need her.
That's what I'm here for, guys.
All right.
Go ahead, Barry.
There's also some programs for assistance with rent. People who are need help with their rent due to COVID. And that number is 800-375-1014. People who need assistance with their rent due to COVID can call that number, and the county will be able to walk them through the requirements and how they can go about getting that assistance. And one other thing I want to mention, and this is something that, again, we're hearing a lot more of, which is Medicare coverage of mental and behavioral health issues. Especially because of COVID, there are a lot more seniors who are dealing with the stress of COVID and the ramifications, not just health, physical health, but mental health. And Medicare covers that like they do other services. It's 80%. And if you have a supplement plan, they will cover their portion of that supplement, either all of it or part of it, depending on the plan you have. But I mean, Medicare used to only cover 50%, but a couple of years ago with the parity program, now they cover mental health like they cover all other health services. So again, people who need to talk to a therapist, a psychiatrist who's an MD, or a medical social worker, Medicare will cover that.
That's good.
So I just wanted that because, again, the mental health, behavioral health aspects of this have been ignored to a large degree.
And unfortunately, where we are today with COVID, et cetera, mental health is becoming more prevalent, the need for assistance with mental health. That it really, it's, you know, 1 year of isolation for very many people. And that's isolation even from seeing your family. You know, some of the one attorney who we have on here hasn't seen his mom in a year and just did recently. But because she was petrified, he was petrified. I mean, she was in a different state. That's heartbreaking. And there's just no way about it. And then at the same time, with all the people dying, you're not going to turn around and risk bringing something to your mother. So it is what it is. It's whatever.
You know, if there's anything that comes out of COVID, I hope it's that we have an improved communication system, if you will, for things like people in hospitals, people in nursing homes. We have the technology. There's really no excuse for the fact that you can't communicate with somebody who's in a nursing home in an organized way, not where you're just at the mercy of somebody using a smartphone. You know, I hope that this comes out of it, that we say, look, that's not acceptable. Somebody can't be in a nursing home with no communication. My son-in-law's father died by himself. He had 6 kids. Nobody could be with him. And, you know, that's inhumane as far as I'm concerned. You know, it shouldn't happen. And there's got to be a way that they can do that with some forms of the tools that we have available.
We had them on, Otto, if you remember, Mary Ann Tully Hospice Inn in right. Melville. And mm-hmm. they were one of the few hospices that made arrangements for family members to come in to visit. It was a glass room. I don't know what it was. It was no touchy-kissy kind of thing, but that's not the point. You were able to see your mom or your dad and just chat a little bit. I mean, you weren't going to save their life, but it took a little bit of the loneliness you know, when my mother died X number of years ago, I was at her bedside, and it was a gift. I mean, it, you know, to think of somebody dying by themselves, not even be able to make a damn phone call. It's just ridiculous, you know, but now we're digressing.
No, but it's an editorial comment. Let's put it that way. You know, we have to improve that. It can't, it shouldn't be the way it is.
I'm agreeing.
Yeah. You know.
Barry, let's give out your phone number one more time because we're going to be running down soon. And I don't want, you're a vital asset to people trying to figure out this whole Medicare thing. And Otto, at the beginning of the show, basically said he saved thousands of dollars because of the last conversation with you.
Yeah, our number is 516-485-3754. Either myself or one of our counselors will pick up the line. If you get voicemail, leave a message, because we might be with another client, or depending on the time you call, we may be out of the office. Obviously, I'm not taking calls while I'm talking to you folks, but we will call back.
Right.
I have this mild form of OCD where I call people back within a day.
Okay. Then you get along well with Christina. She has us booked out until, like, I think probably August 2025 by now. But and then you get a reminder every other minute. You get another reminder. You're going to be on this show. You're going to be on this show. You get it done, Christina. So don't worry about it.
Yeah,
I have sent people to Barry. I sicked them on Barry, and every one of them has been very, very happy with the results of their phone call. So thank you, Barry.
If people ask for me, whoever picks up the line will take the message and get it to me.
Right.
So, yeah, and I do a lot of this kind of thing, outreach with libraries and senior centers. And now that we're, it took me a while to get the hang of the technology. I mean, Otto talked about that earlier. The technology is there, but I'm kind of a Luddite. So it took me a little time to get used to it. I mean, to give you an example, on my computer, there's a little piece of plastic on top. And every time I would do a Zoom, my face wouldn't show up. It took me about 6 months to realize that that little piece of plastic was a cover for the camera. Once I slid it over, then I was able to see myself and people could see me.
That was good.
Yeah.
I love it. It's so true, though. When you talk our age and then you turn around, and Otto has two, but I have six grandchildren, the oldest being 10, the youngest being 2. And when you see a 2-year-old swiping your phone, it's amazing. I mean, it really is that, you know, I'm looking at it, turn the damn thing on, and these kids are swiping it. It's, you can't figure it out.
One other thing, if I might,
go ahead, Barry, absolutely.
We have other programs to help seniors. Like, we do tax assistance, either real estate tax assistance, income tax assistance, reverse mortgages. We have a program called Bill Payer, where a volunteer will come to the person's home and help them figure out their bills, make sure they're paid on time, help them write their checks, balance their checkbook. We've also got a program called ISIP, Expanded In-Home Services for the Elderly, where somebody who needs home assistance might be able to get it through these programs. They'll assign a case manager to determine what does this person really need and how can we get them. And one of the most common forms of assistance they need is in-home assistance, hence the title. That's a state-funded program. In Nassau County, there are 4 agencies that do it. Our office is one of them. So if you call our office, I will be able to tell you or refer you to, or just contact our ISIP people, Expanded In-Home Services for the Elderly, for them to contact the person to get them a case manager. So there are a number of different other senior programs. And I know Project Independence also has an ISIP type program also. So again, there is a lot of other help for seniors.
Perfect. Barry, I want to thank you so much. Your number is going to be constantly given out. And for anybody who doesn't have a pen with them this morning, dial 311, ask for Barry's information, and we're going to get it off to you immediately. Barry, as always, your sharings are just so important and so valuable to our listeners, that I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you again, and hopefully I'll see you in the fall when the open enrollment season starts.
Absolutely. I'm sure I'll be around. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.